Okay, then he match. Okay, so what is the subject today? Okay, can you hear me, Richard? No, oh, okay. Yeah, Richard, can you hear me? Okay, so maybe now, okay, so maybe but basic of the budget, I don't know. So yeah, hello. Okay. Now, so last time I talked a little bit about the Vajrayana, the basic points. Yeah. So now the Vajrayana, as I told you before, generally Vajrayana have a four different, I mean, the four different categories in Vajrayana. Okay. So four different categories, and now the when you look at the Vajrayana, so four different category have each of the different category have a different way of the different, I mean, the way of the practicing. So now the different categories, and the most important thing is what we have to know is that in the first category, it's called the action tantra. Then the character tantra, then you know that. Yeah. So these four different categories of the Vajrayana, four different categories of the Vajrayana, why they differentiate the four different categories of Vajrayana is mainly because of each of the different categories of the Vajrayana have a different way of the how we practice. The action tantra mainly focus on the actions. Okay. Then it comes to the Then it comes like the fourth one comes the highest yoga tantra. So highest yoga tantra mainly the highest yoga tantra is mainly it focus mainly on the inner practices, not on the actions, on the not on the external things. Yeah. So that's called the action. One is called the action tantra. So now the here the one more thing is that what we have to know is that the here generally every of the Vajrayana practice it should combine with the one deity. Without the deity, the Vajrayana cannot be practiced. So that's why the Vajrayana practice should combine with the every deities. So that's why I'm thinking that today maybe I'll talk about generally the Avalokiteshvara, because Avalokiteshvara is one of the very famous, I mean the famous one is a very well known in the Vajrayana and the Sutrayana both. And later on the now we will maybe later on thinking the one session that I will explain about the Avalokiteshvara, the sadhana. Avalokiteshvara sadhana and how we explain the how we can practice the Avalokiteshvara. Okay. So now that generally the Avalokiteshvara, when you look at Avalokiteshvara, so on the Vajrayana from the point of view Avalokiteshvara and Sutrayana point of the Avalokiteshvara, there are the two way of the looking at Avalokiteshvara. So Sutrayana, if you look from the Sutrayana point of view, Avalokiteshvara don't have the initiation. From Vajrayana point of view, the Avalokiteshvara's initiation is Avalokiteshvara initiation. So now it depends that how yeah it depends on the yeah it's a it depends on the which from Sutrayana point of view or Vajrayana point of view depends on that. Yeah. Now the Vajrayana point of view, when you look at the Avalokiteshvara, not only the initiation, Vajrayana point of view, steps of the practicing of the Avalokiteshvara. In the Sutrayana point of view, Avalokiteshvara only just for prayer. From Vajrayana, they are the step. Okay, so that's the thing. So Vajrayana point, now the from when you look at the Avalokiteshvara practices, even though you have to know the Avalokiteshvara, the different forms of the Avalokiteshvara. They are the different forms of the Avalokiteshvara. So Avalokiteshvara, they are the different forms. So different forms means Avalokiteshvara, at the sake of the sentient beings, he can come at the different forms of the Avalokiteshvara, can different forms to come, and those liberating the sentient beings. Richard, your sound is a little bit not very clear. Looks seems like not very clear. Can I ask them? Can they hear you clearly? Okay. Yeah. So now who's going to do or phone? Okay. Yeah. And then from Okay. So
Love you.
yeah, when you look at the Avalokiteshvara, so in the Avalokiteshvara, different more than 100 forms of the Avalokiteshvara, because he manifests with the different forms of the Avalokiteshvara. Avalokiteshvara manifests with the different forms for the liberating the sentient beings from the samsara or the benefiting the sentient beings. Most important point is here that we have to know the one thing that the from the Vajrayana point of view, two things are important is paying. Self-practice and also the receiving the blessings of the deity. There are two that combine the two things. In the Sutrayana, mainly focus on the self-effort. Vajrayana focus on the two points, self-effort and also the blessings and also the receiving the very strong energy or the blessing from the deity. Two points. So this is the one important. So this is the one thing. So that's why the Vajrayana, from the Vajrayana, like Avalokiteshvara. Now the Vajrayana, if you look for Avalokiteshvara, that's why in the Vajrayana, it should be, practice should be combined with the one deity. Vajrayana practice with the Vajrayana, whatever the Vajrayana you practice start, you have to combine with the one deity. Because that practice will, when you combine with the deity, the blessings from the deity, or the maybe energy from the deity, that can be changed. Yeah, much faster. That can be makes you to progress much faster. Yeah, so this is a thing. So that's why now that's why you can see in the many deities in the Vajrayana, lots of the deities. So there might be a lot of deities, and many people get confused with a lot of the deities sometimes. Yeah, but here the Vajrayana point is getting the many deities, and mainly the one important point is that when we can achieve the Buddhahood, when we achieve the Buddhahood, we also become the deity like these deities. Yeah, so this is the points, yeah, Vajrayana points. So Vajrayana mainly that there are many few points, the other points are important points, the important thing is not only that, as I told before, not only the deity practice, also pay the importance from the nerves, inner nerves, energy, and the wind. Because you have to know the one thing, the Vajrayana is mainly also the practice with how we can control our wind. That will help us to control our energy and then to activate the channels. Yeah. So this is the one thing that, so that's why the controlling our subtle wind, activating our chakras, that will also help us to generate the subtle consciousness, subtle clear light consciousness. That clear light consciousness, when you realize the emptiness, then we can achieve the Buddhahood very fast. So that's why the Vajrayana, and so this is the one main, also one point of the Vajrayana. Vajrayana main point is it talks about the activating of the chakras or the activation of the energy system. So now don't ask me that how to activate the energy and how to activate the chakras, okay? Because in the Vietnam right now, I have not teach that how to activation of the energy and the activation chakras, not yet I teach yet. But the little part I touch only the power. So this comes later, that how to activation with the energy and the chakras comes later, yeah? So I have not taught yet. Usually it considers a quite secret, yeah. Yeah, so this is, yeah, now the purpose of the main, the purpose of the energy activation, chakra activation is mainly to generate the subtle consciousness. Through that subtle consciousness, realizing the emptiness is a very powerful, number one. Number two is that when you activation the chakras, so when you, the wind channels are moves very brightly, it's also the health for the health, very healthy, and also the lifespan will be increased. That's also the many, the benefits for that. Yeah, also that's importance is that, yeah, that's also very important for the, when you activation of the chakras, activations of the chakra is also importance is that, that also the help us to increase our lifespan, because our life depends on the wind. So when you can control the wind very properly, so the lifespan will also increase. And also that will help us to bring the more health issue also, it will help. Okay, so this is the Vajrayana's the, yeah. So when you're receiving the initiation, is just like receiving the blessings. Receiving the initiation, that will be nothing that much will help you. Because the receiving the initiation is just like you got the, like getting the get pass. After that, then you have to enter, you have to know, then like something you have to play, then you have to do by yourself. It is something like that, your initiation is just you got the get pass. When you get faster, when you enter the house, then you have to know that the way to go, how to go, everything you have to know very properly. Then only the Vajrayana can benefit you. So people feel that only receiving the initiation, that's the sufficient. It is really, reality is not that sufficient. After the receiving the initiation, then you have to know how to practice, or not only the deity, then the mainly practicing the how you can activations of the energy and activation of the chakras and the channels. That is the one of the main point of the Vajrayana. So also that gives a very secret, because also because sometimes the activations of the these chakras or system, because give the very secrets and pass only to the very right person to right persons. Yeah. Okay, so that's yeah, so that is the point. So now the one other thing is that Avalokiteshvara practices. When the Vajrayana, when you do the Avalokiteshvara practices, they are the mainly the Avalokiteshvara practices, they're the true way of the Avalokiteshvara practice, how you do. First we call the generating the Avalokiteshvara, sub-generation and front generation. Now, front generation is just like when you practice the Avalokiteshvara, mainly it will, I will explain that later on the how when we go through the sadhana, Avalokiteshvara sadhana. But the, here the mainly point is something like that, practicing the Avalokiteshvara front of the yourself, we call the depth the front generation, the Avalokiteshvara. And also the practicing the visualizing the self as Avalokiteshvara, this we call the self-generated, the practice. Sorry, the line is disconnected, yeah. So this is the way how Avalokiteshvara, okay, so we have to practicing that. So that's why the when we are self-generated, that Avalokiteshvara is only you can generate the yourself, visualizing the yourself, the Avalokiteshvara, after you receive the initiation of the Avalokiteshvara. After you receive the initiation of the Avalokiteshvara, then only you can visualize yourself as Avalokiteshvara. Yeah. So once you have not received the initiation, then you cannot visualize the yourself as Avalokiteshvara. Okay. So once you have not received the initiation, then you cannot visualize the yourself as Avalokiteshvara. Okay. So this is the okay. So this is the one point of the Avalokiteshvara. Now the Avalokiteshvara, when you have to practicing the Avalokiteshvara. So Avalokiteshvara, main of the practice of Vajra Avalokiteshvara is the few points of the that the first thing is that when you can have the direct visualization of the Avalokiteshvara, this is the one purpose. Direct visualization with Avalokiteshvara means mainly you like a see like your own eye, like a person to person, like having the visualization of the Avalokiteshvara. This part is a little tricky because sometimes that you might see someone like Avalokiteshvara might not be Avalokiteshvara. Someone else. So that's where you have to be very careful that when you see the Avalokiteshvara, whether it's a genuine one or the fake one, also that's very important to know the how you can differentiate that. Okay, that's the one important one. Second important thing is this is one point. Now the second thing is that when you're having the Avalokiteshvara, not even having the direct visualization, but you are having the Avalokiteshvara blessings and having the meeting with the Avalokiteshvara in the dream. Yeah. So dream is something like that. Avalokiteshvara we can have comes and guide you, or some when you have the questions, then you can ask the Avalokiteshvara through that guiding through the dreams. That is also the second point of the now the practicing the Avalokiteshvara. There's also the purpose of the through the achievement. Yeah. So again in the dreams, in the dream also there's a little bit complicated here, because again in the dream also when you see the someone like Avalokiteshvara may not be the Avalokiteshvara, how you can differentiate that's a real Avalokiteshvara or not, because even the Buddha have mentioned very clearly in the Prangyaparamita Sutra that at the time of the degenerated time, even the some of the devil may come at the disguise as the Buddha and comes in your dream or the in the real comes and it will give you the very wrong advices. So also that's why the Buddha also mentioned in the Prangyaparamita Sutra that at the degenerated time or the even the devil might come at the disguise as a Buddha and the dream and the, in the real and give the wrong advice. So that's why even in the dream when you see like Avalokiteshvara might not be Avalokiteshvara, it can happen. So that's also important to know that even in the dreams when you see as the Avalokiteshvara or union or not. Most cases it will come the genuine, most cases, but some cases happens with a non-genuine one. I mean, someone else maybe comes as the Avalokiteshvara in your dream and so that's also very important point. So know that, So because once you don't know that, then it might be again that maybe you might fall in the other problems, Okay. So this is the one point. Then another point is the third purpose of the practice in the Avalokiteshvara is not only the Avalokiteshvara like to come like this, also to born in the Avalokiteshvara pure land. So practicing the Avalokiteshvara or practicing the Amitabha Buddha or whatever, it's also third purpose is when after we die to born in the pure land, Avalokiteshvara or Amitabha Buddha. Yeah, so that's also one thing. So now these are the proposals of the practicing of the Avalokiteshvaras. Okay, so now that the phone, can you hear me? What sound? Can you ask them? Can they hear you clearly? Yeah, sometimes your voice seems for me, it's sometimes like a breaks. Yeah, okay, very good. Okay, so this is the okay, this is the how the back okay, how we can do the practice of the Avalokiteshvara. Okay, this is okay. So okay, now the other points of the Vajrayana, generally the other points of the Vajrayana is that also the talks of highest, I mean the Vajrayana also talks about the three points. Okay, very three points. It talks about the transforming the death into the Dhammakaya, transforming the Pardo into the Nirvanakaya, transforming the birth into the Sambodhakaya. When is some other guy true kusum lam che rawa chuo chuo ku che par to long ku che jaw true ku rawa
Language.
yeah so that's the thing. So that's why it also Vajrayana talks about at the time of the death how we can liberate ourselves, how we can transform our death into the Dharmakaya. Even after the death, when we are born in the Pardo, how we can liberate ourselves. That is also teaching. Vajrayana main work of focus on that. Mainly by on the Sutrayana, they will only focus on the mainly on the life, this life. They will not talk about after the death how we can liberate in the self. So Vajrayana, it talks about how we can liberate ourselves at the state of the Pardo. How we can liberate at the time of the death. At the time of the Pardo. And also how we can liberate into the time of the when you are taking the rebirth. So this is the one important point that it talks about the Vajrayana, that mainly it talks about how we can help the dead people. Just maybe 1 week back, I met the one lady. She's newly come to the Buddhist, one Indian lady, newly to the Buddhist, I think. And she was telling me that she was very guilty and that sometimes that she is not knowing that when she think of the whole death of the whole parents, not knowing that how can she help them. Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. I mean, sorry, very interesting. I mean, the for really for sad for her. But the point is something she felt like a stuck. She's not knowing the how to help, whose parent is already passed away. So
Yeah,
that's why
but
she feels a little bit of the frustrated when she that thoughts comes in her mind. Yeah. So that's why the after the Vajrayana also talks that like after the how we can liberate from the death, time of the death. So that's what death, how we can liberate the person who are already born in the Pardo. So that's the thing. So that's why in the Tibetan tradition, sometimes that when the person dies, there's a tradition that reading the book of the death. Book of the dead, read the book of the death. Generally, in that book of the death, it talks about how will that person will experience 49 days in the Pardo. So yeah, so that's why the same thing like that when the person already died, dead people. So that the how we can help the dead people. There's one big question is that it is possible to help the dead people or not. That's the one question. If it's a yes, then how will question will come? If it's a no, then it's a no. Then there is no question of the how we can help. Right now, when you do the when you right now when you feed for the, I mean the dead people, mostly you will burn with the papers, no papers and the money or like the money is not the original one. I mean the fake one. So then the one time I just told that the really that's the money is burning the money is old-fashioned. You should burn like a credit card and debit card. One person told me, yeah, now they are burning the credit card and debit card also. Yeah, so point is that now every but this also comes to teach and try to help the dead people. No, this also coming actually the motivation is very good to trying to help the dead people, but question comes that the how does that help? It's a really it's helping them or how does that help? Yeah, so that's the thing. So that's why the question is comes that the how we can help the dead people. How we can help the dead peoples. There's a Vajrayana point also it talks about the dead, helping the dead people through also that through to the guiding them. To the guiding them and to liberate themselves from the Pardo. Liberate themselves from the Pardo and to achieve to go through the path of the enlightenment. Yeah, okay. So this is and also for the Vajrayana talks about the self-liberating, self how you can liberate from the Pardo. How you can transform the death into the Dharmakaya. That is also one of the Vajrayana main points. Yeah. Okay. So maybe now I'll leave for the question answer sessions. Okay. Now I leave for the question answer sessions. Maybe this time, I mean that this year I didn't left after many the Skype session. I mean the 2 3 months I could not leave this question answer session. So today I will leave for the question answer sessions. Okay. maybe 20 to 30 minutes question answer session. Okay, then yeah, so yeah, this will be for the question answer session. Anyway, generally whatsoever that question it, whatever the questions you may have related with the Vajrayana or the maybe last mind training or the whatever topics that you have, you can write and ask the question. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rinpoche, just some question. First question is the wind that mentioned in Vajrayana. Mm-hmm. Is that similar to the wind that we breathe every day?
Yeah. So Vajrayana, the Vajrayana, the winds. There are the five different types of the winds it talks. Generally, the wind five different types, and mainly talk about the subtle wind. Subtle wind always the trouble with our consciousness. So Vajrayana mainly talks about the subtle wind. That is the wind what we talks about, the wind taking, inhaling, examining that the breath is the gross wind. So it talks about the subtle wind. Lung Tramujo, what do you want to say? Yeah.
Rinpoche, the question is, I haven't received Avalokiteshvara initiation. So at the point of self-generation in the sadhana, how can I practice that?
Yeah. Once you not receive the Avalokiteshvara sadhana, you can just visualize the Avalokiteshvara on the top of your head. Yeah, so that may be what you can do. So you can visualize the Avalokiteshvara on the top of your head. That's what you can do. Yeah, for if you have not received the initiation, you cannot self generate at the Avalokiteshvara. Yeah. Mm.
Yes, Ramji.
Yeah. Okay, another question. Yeah.
Mm. So my grandmother just passed away 1 week ago. So in these 49 days, what should I do to help my grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So first thing is that what you can do is that the grandma, when you have the every week is you have to carry on the praying for the every week up till the 49 day. Okay. Mm-hmm. And every week when you pray and you have to mentally, when you pray and mentally you try to tell your grandma that not to attach to the samsara and then try to go straight to the Buddha's pure land. Okay, mentally give the message. And also praying for that her to born in the pure land. And generally in this 49, it will be very good if you can recite the Vajrasattva mantra, purifying the whole negative karma. So maybe you can make it a Vajrasattva mantra target as of in 49 to 10,000 or 20,000 or 30,000, that you can make the number, target numbers. Then you recite the Vajrasattva mantra sake of your grandma, the purification of the negative karma. So when you pray for that and try to purify the whole negative karma, then that will be make her easy to born to the pure land. Yeah.
So people who do not practice Vajrayana when they after the death, will they have to get born in the Pardo? Because there's some school of meditation or practice, the pure land practice, they don't believe in the Pardo. They say that people will not get born into Pardo after the death. If they don't believe in Pardo, how can we help them when they get born into Pardo?
Okay. Generally, there are the many different of the belief systems.
Dạ, có rất là nhiều trường phái tư tưởng và những cái tín ngưỡng khác nhau.
Christian don't believe in Pardo. Muslim don't believe in Pardo. Muslim, according to the Muslim religion, person dies, they have to wait for the judgment day. That's quite similar with the Christian and the Muslim. Christian called that the judgment day. We have to wait. They have to wait for the judgment day. Muslim called similar as that. Muslim call that in the, I think the term they call the Kayamat. So billions of the people believe on that. Billions, not a millions, okay? Few thousand of the million people believe that. Now the who are believing on the Pardo system, who are not believing on the Pardo system, there are many different of the belief systems. So that's why for the Christianity, when you died, there's only two way, whether you should go to the heaven or hell. There's no third place to go. But the interesting thing is how you will go. That's the main way, because the soul will go. So the Hinduism, similar to the soul, they call the Atma. Atma will go. Quite long back, I know one Christian father. So he told me that I can come to his church and talk on the Christianity. on Bible. I really, really willing to do that one day. To go and teach them the Bible, yeah. So that's why when you look at this point, So that's why the part of when your person is now the different of the belief systems. When you talk about a part of that, we have to look at what the Buddha says. The Buddha talk about a part of that is a very common, the basic point of the Buddhism idea. So because that is the Buddha's point. Because the Buddha talks about the Pardo, so that's why when we're born and when we have to take the rebirth, between that, who will go? Pardo will go. Christianity, when you're born and you're going to the heaven, who will go? Soul will go. Hinduism, who will go? Atma will go. So this is the very simple and the every religion point. They want someone to go between the two lives. Buddhism called that a Pardo. Christian called that a soul. Hinduism called that Atma. But what is the Atma? What is the soul? What is the Pardo? The explanation can be different. Definition can be different. But the purpose is the same. Okay? So that's why this is the Pardo Shumina. Now the person who born in the Pardo, whether it's a belief or not belief, from the Buddhism point of view, yeah, we try can help them. Whether that person believes or not believes, that's a totally different. Okay, another questions.
So the next question is, can you explain more details? What is the Dharmakaya? What is the Sambhavakaya? And what is Nimanakaya?
Okay, Dharmakaya, atati chara charam peje te ro ta chugu lungu de phung chara ha gu ro ba.
Chara de she do tu chara de she do console thingy lab now and console hakoma rims.
My Dorduji love Chirakama Chignaji love, come a Chignaji love, and do Dorduji come a Chignaji love. Maybe phone will be okay, so to Dorduji love Yakama Chignaji, which I'm not to go. And the Jimmy
loves
Haduceta, Tamakai Duceta, yeah. Tasanji, which you go to the Namkin, the Sanji, which you go to the Labda. Though, Omilu, you need the Sanji de Lunguru.
What is the method to differentiate the right and wrong vision of the deities that we can see in the dream?
Okay, that's a secret. Okay, so I'll talk some other day. Okay. So Vajrayana have other names. Vajrayana also calls the secret teachings. So there are many things keeps the secrets. So that's also called the secret teachings. Yeah, so that's what this is a secret. That's a secret how to differentiate. That maybe I'll not talk on the Skype on like this online. That becomes a too modern. I'm the modern, yet I'm not too modern. Okay. Other questions.
Rinpoche give teachings about the merit field. So every day, should I practice the merit field or should I practice the Avalokiteshvara sadhana?
That's your convenience, okay? That's mainly your convenience. Whatever you feel to like to practice, then you can do that. Today, if you feel to like to practice the merit field, you practice this. If you one day, if you feel to practice the Avalokiteshvara, you can practice the Avalokiteshvara, okay? That's your own convenience, okay?
So when I practiced Samatha meditation previously, I couldn't concentrate well, but this day I can concentrate a little better, and I feel my body is lighter and is feel more easy when I practice meditation. Is that considered improvement in Samatha meditation?
Yeah, so improvement. But as at the shamatha, the most important thing is right now that what you all have to do is that I suggest you that you check with how many minutes you can concentrate. Then only I can give you the label that what you have reached the label. So to reach the shamatha, there are the 9 stages. So you have to reach the first stage, second stage, third stage. Only I will know that when you can See, last time I think I told you that you check with the 10 times that how many minutes you can concentrate without distraction. Yeah. So that's also, yeah. So that's the thing when you're meditating, and sometimes the, when you meditate and the focusing on the breath or the whatever you're the focusing, that you have to see that how many minutes you can concentrate. There are the two types of the distraction will come. One we call the total distraction, one is a partial distraction. Total distraction is you will lose the focus or you will lose the object. Partial distraction, one side of the mind you will focus on, you know, can focus on the object, and one side of the mind maybe get distracted. That we call the partial distraction. So for the beginner, you don't have to try to overcome the partial distraction. When you become the more and more serious on the meditate on the shamatha, you also have to overcome the, that partial distraction. Okay. Yeah.
The question is, does ghost exist? And if ghost exists, and how can we see the ghost and how can we catch the ghost?
Okay. Through the Pokemon to catch the ghost.
Dạ mình đi bắt ma cũng giống như mình đi bắt Pokemon nữa.
Through the Pokemon, okay, maybe you can catch the ghost. Okay, now the true things, okay. Generally, gods exist or not exist, that's a one question. Gods exist and beliefs of every religion, all the different religion believes on the existence of the ghost. When you talk about the catching the god, that is a totally impossible things. We are the form, God is formless. From the form, and the cannot cause the person who having the form cannot catch the formless beings. Okay, now the, about the seeing the ghost. This time when I was in the state, one of the American girl and came to meet met me, and the, she told she was suffering from the ghost attack. So then she told me one of the, then she showed me some pictures. One night some of the ghosts have touched on her neck or something like that, and she suddenly wake up and took in the bathroom and took then look at the mirror and took some pictures, the scratches on the neck. So now this whole issue maybe can be explained from the different the perspective. Now the seeing the ghost, actually the seeing the ghost, it depends on the some people really very interested in seeing the ghost. So that means the seeing the ghost, or what type of the ghost, again the, it depends on the, what type of the ghost you want to see. So ghost is something like that, really the formless beings. Formless being is also, it's something like a same as us. Also, they're having a lot of the suffering. They're also having a lot of suffering and also in the this samsara. Also in the very difficult state. Generally, in the Vietnam, I met many people telling me that seeing the ghost, and they saw the ghost and feel the ghost, many people, many. But I find the only one person who really seeing the ghost and affected by the ghost. Only one person. I don't remember the, how many people they say talks about the ghost and seeing the ghost and the affected the ghost. A lot of stories. But only among them, I just met the only one genuine person really see the ghost and affected by ghost. Okay, another question, sir.
So when I chant the Sutta of the Buddha Sutta, I suddenly see Avalokiteshvara face appearing in front of me. So can you help me to differentiate if that appearance is genuine or fake?
It's coming, which talks about in the mind, or it's coming by seeing by the own eye. That's the true things. It comes in the mind, very fine. Seeing by the eye, your own eye, like seeing the, your friends by the, your own eye, then only you have to know, then you have to differentiate whether you're seeing the right one or you're seeing the something wrong. Okay, thank you very much, okay? No, today maybe we'll stop here, okay?
Jiva Sumha Durunji.
Sumha Durunji. Kanteskwa, Teskwa. Jiva Sumha Dwa. Jiva Sumha Dwa. Rungbu Shush Dwa. Sumdi Dwa. Chik Rungbu Shush Dwa.
Lari Abji.
Jiva Nyeba Dwa. Changjo Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Jiva Sumha Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Jiva Dwa. Changjo Dwa. Jiva Dwa.
Can you explain how to meditate on the self-cherishing mind? And the second point is
Self what?
Self-cherishing dazin rimuche dazin.
Oh. Meditate on.
Yes, rimuche.
Kala wala tadi meditate on na na. Dazin me ba so gro gom ya ke yo maro. dāngzī mēba chāna dājūmba chācār dā. So dāngzī mēba suyā la tōngba nī tōgurwa. Nē tōngba nī mā tōna dāngzī mēba chāgu mārwa. Mārwa tōngba nī tōgā yabī tē chēdā kēchīm chādi yōgurwa. Dāngzī mēba suyā la. Yeah, yeah. Okay, just we'll stop here, okay? Thank you very much, thank you. Thank you very much, okay. Thank you. Hang up light. Hang up light. Thank you.